Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Sail Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, and the 18-wheelers getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers either, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you can get your mail delivered to your house today, Felix and the gang. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, suicide jockey Tom out there on the highway and byway, and they're getting the gas and the diesel delivered to the convenience stores and gas stations and all that. And, of course, you got us, and you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And that is the website. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo. First of all, let's establish the fact that Joe Biden is going to Buffalo today to do whatever it is he's going to do. Hopefully he won't get in the way, but then again, that's kind of hard to figure out. But in the meantime, we have got the situation there where there's just a lot of pain and discomfort, you know, just unfathomable.
Well, that's true. But it is purely for show that Biden is going there to start with. And what is particularly pathetic is this cat has quite a set of issues, which certainly came out in his manifesto, the fact that he was well known to law enforcement. He had actually made a prior trip to Buffalo to kind of stake out the place. So with that, I would argue that his paranoia, I would say, doesn't mean that he has
kind of a mental collapse going on here. I think he was paranoid. I don't think that his family did right by him. I don't think law enforcement did right by this whole thing. So I think there's lots of blame to go around. There's always more to the story. You know, he planned this thing. He wrote it out, for quite some time, which means you don't have a mental defect. There's a distinct difference between having a mental defect and being
sure.
Paranoid. So, Anyway, Biden is going there to exploit the whole thing with, gun control and all of that.
Well, yeah, and I figured that was coming because he made sure that the weapon that he had been modified illegally, I might add. And that's another story behind all of this, because he was able to get a gun and modify it to such that you're not supposed to be able to, but he did.
Yeah, so somebody who is mentally impaired couldn't do all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then he winds up with a hopped up gun. But anyway, so it's not good. None of this is good. And by the way, why did the school sit on this? They wouldn't do anything.
Good question.
What are they afraid of? I mean, come on.
I don't know. I think there's much more to the story here, and I think we're going to have to work pretty hard. To find it out if we want to go that far. I'm not trusting media to do the right thing by it, so anyway.
Well, if there's any advantage they can give to Joe Biden, that's the only way that they'll be.
Precisely.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll have to wait and see, because I think he's still under suicide watch.
Yes.
Yep, so, and they also gave him some sort of, did they give him some medication or something? A doctor gave him something? Did I hear that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, there were two doctors.
You may have.
All right, there were two doctors that were examining him. They were trying to, and the defense was going to try to see whether or not he was sane to stay in trial, and then they dropped that yesterday. They decided not to do that.
Well, he's sane enough to do what he did and, write a manifesto and, plan this thing out and, modify weapons and, yeah.
Okay. Well, folks, we're going to be taking a break here in just a second. I'm waiting on the music to come up. But when we come back, John Durham is on display with this Sussman, the lawyer, and this is going to get real interesting before it's over and done with. We'll see how that works out. And here comes the music right now, so hang on. Folks, I will be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk about John Durham and the trial against the Clinton lawyer, Mr. Sussman. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico. Now, Geico is an insurance company, and they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. They currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, including the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got an RV. They can cover all that too. And they can even help you with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. And if you bundle that all together, you'll save immensely on your car insurance or truck insurance. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com is the website, or you can look it up in the phone book, Geico, find your local agent, go speak to them, see what they can do for you, and I'd be willing to bet you, if you haven't already bundled your car and your home together, that you'll save a bunch of money. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Hello.
So, John Durham is hard at work. The former Clinton lawyer, Mr. Sussman, his case has started. I believe the case officially starts today.
Essentially, yesterday was all of jury selection. There were 38 juror candidates, and they all are Democrats. They all contributed to the Democrat candidates and party. Some even admitted that they hated Trump and didn't believe they could be impartial. Anyway, they settled on 12. with some alternates. And we'll see necessarily where this goes with these jurors. But today, the first witness is going to be Mark Elias.
Okay.
Of Perkins Coie.
Mm-hmm.
Who I would argue is probably one of the more dangerous people out there. He is the go-to lawyer, and the firm was the go-to firm, Perkins Coie, for gerrymandering, for all things voting rights and those agendas and whatnot. So this one will be rather interesting. He works very closely, by the way. Mark Elias works very closely with Eric Holder. We remember that name.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's where it's going to be today. Now, true to form in Washington, D.C., these jurists, they have a lot of relatives and friends that work for government. And that includes those that work for FBI or CIA. So, I mean, that's just where it is. We're very interconnected into government. We've got one that works for the Smithsonian, one that works for the Sierra Club. One is a submarine engineer. One is the security guard. So, I mean, they're almost kind of activists in their own. So, yeah. Anyway, I think Durham, I think he knows what he's up against with this jury pool. I mean, you would never get an impartial jury in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
So I think whatever talent and whatever evidence and whatever he has, he's going to have to really pull out some extreme skill here, especially when it comes to Mark Elias, because he's the player of the century. I think we're going to have to kind of do daily updates here to see what happens in that courtroom. But I hope he is armed to the teeth here. But I would also say Sussman is a minor player in all of this. And
yeah. I've heard that.
The other interesting thing here is the fact that there are others that Durham has given immunity to witnesses. We'll see how that plays into his favor.
Yeah, I've heard that there definitely is going to be immunity given to a couple of witnesses when they may or may not know something that could put this guy away or not. Or...
Well, they already would know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, I don't think that Durham's sole target here by a long stretch is Sussman. He's got a bigger, Durham has a bigger agenda. When you go to trial, other things come out. And I think that's where his skill and talent, if we necessarily see it, will come from. So, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in Washington right now. Don't know what's going to happen here with Twitter, but did you hear that Elon Musk is hinting at paying less for Twitter than his $44 billion offer?
I did.
And in fact, I just got a message here that the funding is still in place. And I think that he is going to certainly challenge the initial summary that was provided to him by Twitter on accounts, on bias, on all these other kinds of things. And, you know, still people are attacking him for attempting to buy this, and then they're telling him that there are some other issues that are going on, that I would be watching Project Veritas, because they actually, I think, got a whistleblower that just came forward. Let me see here.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Mm-hmm. The whistleblower says that apparently this new president that replaced Jack does not believe in free speech. And there's a problem with the work ethic inside Twitter. So I think that Elon Musk has some things up his sleeve that have yet to be revealed, but we'll see where that one goes.
Well, he's a smart cookie, so I would say that he's probably on top of all this, but that's just me talking. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I think he's pretty savvy. I mean, you know, this is not his first rodeo.
Mm-hmm. Now, one other little thing here. We've got about 30 seconds. Chucky Boy Schumer has jumped up and said that Fox News, Tucker Carlson, the MAGA Republicans are spreading great replacement racism. That was something that I heard at something to do with the Buffalo shooter.
Yeah, he went all over that one. But I'll tell you something. You know, Make America Great Again is not playing in their favor at all to attack it. So we'll see. We'll see how stupid they get on it.
Yeah, that's going to backfire in their face. All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day on the mountaintop and enjoy the weather. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The President and First Lady will visit Buffalo on Tuesday to meet with the families of the victims in Saturday's racially motivated mass shooting. All 10 of the people killed in the attack were black. Officials have confirmed that the suspect was in the area in March. They also said the suspect planned to continue shooting people if he had eluded police. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. Authorities in Orange County, California say hate was a motivating factor in a shooting at a Taiwanese church on Sunday. Investigators say David Chow superglued the locks and opened fire. Sheriff Don Barnes say Dr. John Chang tackled Chow, and the other parishioners were able to subdue Chow and tie him up.
Dr. Chang is a hero in this incident. Based on statements from the witnesses and corroborated by other means,
Chow was the only one killed in the attack. Five others were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a high-paying, in-demand job that you're going to love doing. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, our friends at the National Aviation Academy have been in business for, 75 or 80 years, somewhere in that range. And, of course, they have two campuses to serve you. Now, the first one I'm going to tell you about is the oldest one. That's the one in Clearwater, Florida. And they've been around forever, and they are right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. And then you have the one up in Concord, Massachusetts, which happens to be located just outside the city limits of Boston. Don't have very far to go to get into downtown Beantown from there. So you got Concord, Massachusetts, and you've got Clearwater, Florida. That's where the campuses are located. They will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech, which will give you a very rewarding, high-paying, in-demand career that will pretty much give you a job anywhere around the world you want to go. It's that simple. Now, to find out more about them, you can go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can ask to take the tour by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, when you call them up, you'll have an opportunity to go to either one of the campuses or, you know, if you have the opportunity, go check out both. See what they're like. Check out both. But you'll be able to talk to students there. You'll be able to talk to instructors there. And you'll be able to talk to the financial people there. Because if you're not a veteran and don't have your military benefits to rely on to get you through the school, then obviously they have student loans there. And that's what you'll do, and that's how you'll get it done. But either way, ask to take the tour. You'll find out everything you need to find out, and I'm telling you, I'm gonna bet right now that you'll be very, very happy when you hear the things that I know you're gonna hear. Because they are definitely the top of the pyramid when it comes to training and it comes to getting people into the aviation industry. Okay. By now, you've already heard all the different stories about Russia that they've bamooshed, for the most part, out of the Ukraine. And in particular, and this is kind of hard to figure, that they seem to have left a lot of the Donbas region. And they have apparently done that to go back and regroup and supply themselves and do whatever needs to be done, because there's been a lot of activity, a lot of thoughts about some problems that the Russians have had. Now, what would you think of a military unit where the commanding officers are shooting their wounded? I don't know if they were killing them or what they were doing, but they were leaving them behind when they took off, which might explain the high body count that we keep hearing about. We've had the British tell us that 30% of the frontline troops, Russian troops, have either been killed or wounded. And I don't know if that's because of these Russian officers that we're hearing about are shooting their troops or what the deal is. And again, we don't know that for sure. I don't have any confirmation of that, but I've heard it. And when Colonel Wright comes on, I know he's checking on this. We're going to ask him about it, too, and see what we can find out. Now, this is bad. This is really bad if this sort of thing is going on. Really bad. And I can't emphasize enough that we must be dealing with animals over there from Russia that would do stuff like this. And there were 260 yesterday military that came out of the Mariupol mill, if you will, and they were seriously wounded and sent for medical treatment. So we'll see what's going on. All right, before I get to a caller, which you've got right here, I got one more thing to say. Not to be outdone, not to be forgotten about, we've got the electric grid starting to hit the military bases. They're here in the United States first, where they're moving things over, putting the charging posts in for the electric vehicles they have. But pretty soon they'll be doing it overseas at some of the bases where they have the electric vehicles over there. So sign of the times, it's here now, right? There you go. Sign of the times. All right, let me go to the telephone here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric East, Tennessee.
You're cloaked.
It's just normal day here.
You're cloaked, I'm telling you.
Hey, thanks, sir. Hey, real quick, I was wondering, you were talking with Miss Denise to the first segment of her, or however you want to call it, top of the hour, so to speak.
Yeah.
About this kid shooter, his teen, this 18-year-old POS that was taking, you know, murdering rampaging there in Buffalo. And I know I'm not the only one with this. I may be the only one that's going to publicly voice or whatever. Something stinks that I have on this story. Okay, she was talking about this kid allegedly doing a, you know, RNS, reconnaissance and surveillance, you know, scoping out his target, you know, selection list, if you will, okay? So this kid's going to drive, what, 150, 200 miles several times?
It's a little bit more than 100, I was told. I don't know if it was that far, but a little bit more than 100.
Yeah, okay.
He came from Conklin, New York.
Okay, I'm unfamiliar with the actual.
I am very familiar. So I'm very familiar with
geography. Oh. Yeah. Okay, roger that. So you got this kid, right? Mm-hmm. Who, in my opinion, he was live streaming this on what Twitchy or one of those gamer.
Yeah,
social media
Twitch.
Sites.
I think it was.
Okay, so this kid's already got some issues. I'm thinking he is mentally impaired. Now, there are mentally impaired people that can perform higher level functioning. Mm-hmm. Maybe they still classify as mental impairment. You see this a lot of, you know, this, how should I say, that's why there's, you know, special education schools, individual educational, mm-hmm. Programs, et cetera, plans for these kids in school. So you got the family who allegedly, reportedly, has contacted the school. The kid was seeing mental health, this, that, and the other. Okay, so he obviously has something going on. He was brought to the attention of law enforcement at some time ago. Now, you can't, you know, I know that there's artificial intelligence programs out there trying to, you know, similar to Minority Report, trying to nail people for thought crimes or pre-crime thought, if you will. And, you know, that's kind of scary.
I think they interviewed him. I think the cops interviewed him.
So here's the thing. This kid allegedly puts out, you know, this, I wish people would quit calling it a manifesto. This kid, the thing's rambling on 180 plus pages, 175 plus pages.
It was an essay. How's that? It was an essay.
Oh, well, I caught, well, mm-hmm. It caused something else. But anyway,
I know.
It's a family
mm-hmm.
show. But how should I say this? There's something that stinks out of heaven on this because, again, this is another quote unquote mentally impaired loner, probably involuntary celibate as they're known, incels that are known that, you know, basically can't get a girlfriend, you know, for whatever reason. This is another incident. It brings up the Padilla incident that the FBI knew about when mm-hmm. he was in Anchorage that went down and shot up Fort Lauderdale Airport. Mm-hmm. This brings up the Nicholas, whatever his name, I can't even remember his name, the kid at shot up Parkland mm-hmm. that was known to everybody. So this occurred in New York State, one of the states with the most rigid gun control laws.
And he jerry-rigged his rifle.
You understand this mm-hmm. story stinks to high heaven.
All right. Well, you're going to get cut off. So thank you. Thank you, Eric. Okay. That's Eric in East Tennessee. And the computer just got him there. So that took care of that. But in the meantime, I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. And my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, starts right after I tell you that it's being brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And Moss Acura is located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. They're right there side by side. And you can find out more about them at the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, I will tell you this. If you've served in the military, active duty military, or a veteran, if you're a first responder, if you're a church pastor, you'll have an opportunity to be in the You Serve, You Save program, where you can save money on the vehicle that you're purchasing, that Moss Acura. And don't forget, they have one of the best programs in the country when it comes to the free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. You'll love that, too. And also, you might want to check out the Moss MDX Sport Utility, because it is a beauty, and they've totally redesigned that vehicle for your driving comfort. So it's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Joe Biden is shuffling off to Buffalo.
I have no idea until you told me. I really don't pay much attention to what the White House is doing. Actually, you know, my he yesterday did a presser with the Prime Minister from Greece. You know, my wife's side of the family is Greek, and
yeah,
all over the internet, all the Greeks are making fun because I mean, his people didn't. He tried to use Greek words. And what he was saying, and no one ever told him how to pronounce anything, and it was so brutal that it was just, it was hilarious. So, again, it's hard to pay attention to the guy. It really is.
It probably was like Kamala repeating the same thing four times over the weekend.
I mean, it was the word, the Greek word, no, which is, he was calling it oxy. Ah. And I'm like, for crying out loud, you could have maybe had somebody explain, you know, give you the proper pronunciation of word if you're going to use it, you know, because it was obviously a setup. But no, that's Joe.
Speaking of setups, it seems that Elon Musk is having a little problem with the purchase of Twitter. Now, yesterday, the shares of Twitter fell below $39.91. Which is where they closed up back on April the 1st, the last trading day, before Elon Musk announced that he'd acquired a big stake in the company. I guess he's still going to buy it, but it'll be for less money now, won't it be?
Well, I mean, it's part of the negotiation. You know, he's not stupid. And if he could, you know, see that, hey, wait a second here, you know, the tech stocks have come down, that's one thing. Valuations have come down and, you know, possibly purchase this at a lower price, not to mention the fact that you want to make sure what you're buying is what you're buying. And, you know, if the value is which it is, it's much less of, you know, a lot of the actual things are just bots. That's problematic. The issue is some of the things that he signed off on in regards to due diligence and whether or not he's going to be allowed to do that. But I think when all is said and done, it's not going to matter.
Now, our economy relies a lot on building homes, right?
Well, I mean, it's certainly a part of our economy, and we certainly need, we're well behind as far as housing stock is concerned. We need certainly a lot more.
Now, we're building homes down here, but I'm not sure that we're building them in Florida at as fast a rate as what we were. But I do know that lumber's up, bricks are up, concrete's up, nails are up, screws are up. I mean, how's anything going to be any cheaper? It's not.
Well, it's not. It's funny. It's the, talking to the guy who puts in just things like pools. Was telling me, you know, $25,000 to $30,000 more this year over last year. And obviously in Florida, you know, houses tend to come with pools in the backyard, you know, more often than not. There's just a myriad of things that are adding to the cost of housing right now, and that's part of the problem. This is the part of these inflationary pressures that we're getting. I do think that we can do some things outside of monetary that can help with this. Things like getting rid of tariffs right now, I think that's not helpful at all, especially with Canada. Allowing for, you know, certain items to be transported, without, you know, utilizing this Jones Act, which makes things that much more difficult in our waterways, which is just ancient. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't make sense, in my opinion. There's a lot of things that could be done. We're just not doing them.
Now, you're familiar with a gentleman by the name of Jason Furman?
Yes.
Okay. He has come out, and he has absolutely tore into Joe Biden's economic stimulus plan and said that it was too big, too badly designed, and ultimately brought us a lot more inflation than it did in terms of economic growth, and that they got the balance all wrong.
Yeah. In other news, sky is blue and water's wet.
Mm-hmm.
We were saying this from the get-go, that this was just an absolute disaster.
Yeah, you said it was a mistake.
You know, it's a horrible mistake. We called it at the time, and you know, we're paying for this right now in higher prices everywhere. I'm trying to think of, you know, anything that, you know, Biden has done at this point in time which has been useful, and I'm hard pressed. I really am. I mean, you know, you talk about how doctors are supposed to do no harm. This guy has done a hell of a lot of harm.
Yeah, and it's not getting any better. And as a result, it's just a matter of time before somebody's going to tap him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, Joe, you had your chance, but it's over."
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see. Still got a couple of years here, Matt. You know, so you know, a lot could be done. I mean, we'll see how Republicans, you know, pan out this fall, and whether or not we actually get Republicans that are actual Republicans, or just more of the same nonsense again and again and again. But Yeah, imagine if Build Back Better was passed. That's all I got to say. If Build Back Better was passed, man, oh, man, you'd be talking inflation 18, 20%.
Well, apparently the president on his trip to Buffalo, one of the things he's going to do is he may announce his executive order that he's going to have on police reform there in Buffalo. And I don't know, that's not the right place to me after you just had these 10 people get murdered. One of them is a retired police officer, I might add. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't even know. What is this reform bill? I didn't even know about this one now.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's training. I don't know if it's additional money for him. I don't know what it is because I have no specifics on it, just that he's going to be doing his presidential executive order, the power of the pen, to do something pertaining to police departments.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, like I said, I'm not familiar with any police reform bill. I don't know what they're trying to pull right now. This is not one of these Black Lives Matter nonsense, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law yesterday a bill banning the protests outside private residences. It's illegal to protest outside someone's house for whatever reason, whether you're a judge or whether you just don't live in the house.
Yeah, and I think that goes across the board, you know, with it, on both sides. I mean, I'm sure that would apply. I remember there was that murder investigation that took place down in south of Florida when people were outside the house of the parents of the person.
Yeah, that was the guy and the girl that were off in Idaho, Utah, wherever the hell they were. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely with the homestead exemption in Florida and you know, things like this, it you know, makes for a in my opinion, I think it makes for a good environment down there. I am all for the right to protest, but you know, quite frankly, you know, let's say if there was a judge that somebody disagreed with that was my next door neighbor, I don't want a bunch of, you know, unruly idiots on the streets in front of my house and their house. Causing a ruckus. I mean, there's places, there's public squares where we can do this. There's, you know, you want to do it in front of a courthouse, a government office building. I get all that. That's fine, okay? But not in front of private residences. It's just nothing good is going to come from that. Even the people who go ahead and do that, do you honestly think you're helping your cause?
Yeah, no, I don't. All right, Chris, we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Go check it out. I'm coming back with retired United States Army Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.